Most of us feel brave and afraid at the exact same time. A quote by Brené Brown. We're about to become exceedingly honest and vulnerable and admit things that might feel uncomfortable to share, but don't worry, it's going to be, I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I think it's going to be fascinating. And I'll go first. Ready, set, go. When my daughter was born, and her father and I found out that we had a perfect, beautiful, healthy, and happy baby girl who was also deaf, I was scared. You know what? That word really doesn't cover it. I was terrified. I was in love with her, the kind of love that cannot be explained nor compared, and I was flat out terrified. Why? Oh, I don't know. Did it have something to do with what I thought, or not even thought, just sort of maybe heard about, but not from anyone in particular, just in the background hum of society for the previous 35 years of my life about people who are deaf? Did it have something to do with the very subtle, hushed, low-key, as the teenagers are saying now, stereotypes about what it means to be deaf? This is going to be a space where we talk about that. I'm going to take us on a journey. I know, I apologize. That word and reality TV, but read on. This is going to be a journey of disclosure, of respect, of saying things I or maybe we think but maybe do not say. Thank you, Jerry Maguire, because otherwise we live separate. We build walls. We, well, build cases against each other. Because sometimes that could feel easier than just asking a question. A question is so vastly different than an assumption. Yeah, I can assume things too. Now about courage. I am here to be courageous. If you are here, so are you. I suppose it takes a good bit of vulnerability to actually admit that I had absolutely no idea what I was supposed to do or be or feel when my daughter was born on what is almost 10 years ago this month. It takes courage to admit that where I am now is only a direct result of tiny, itty-bitty, at times barely recognizable action steps since the day she was born. And there are still many moments where I don't feel like I know what I'm doing, but somehow the path always appears, frequently right in the middle of feeling like I cannot do the hard things. You've probably felt that before, right? To quote Tara Brach from an online guided meditation and talk that I recently attended, hard thoughts are real, but not necessarily true. I will never forget the day that my daughter's father and I took her for her auditory brainstem response test, also known as an ABR. She was a one-month-old, healthy, and content baby. It would be proven that she was severe to profound deaf. That was the diagnosis. As the auditory technician hooked things up to her to see what she could hear and not hear, I was still in a state of shock and disbelief. Various thoughts and feelings were racing through my entire being. What was going on here? What are we doing here? Who are these people? I don't understand this. Any of this, all the things these people are telling me bears zero similarity to anything I thought I knew. Reality has shifted. I'm feeling like the ground keeps shifting beneath my feet. With all I read while pregnant, and granted, I read a lot, I never read one word about any of the wires and machines and the truly kind technician that was in that room. In 9+ months, it was never suggested that I might also read a book about deafness. I saw not one commercial, or TV show with adorable babies who were also deaf. Interesting. And then the test was finished. And the woman, she said things. I don't remember everything she said, but she gave us a diagnosis. Severe to profound deaf. Today, and for several years now, that diagnosis and the meaning that word conveys matters not one bit. Her diagnosis showed us where to begin, and that was necessary. She is profoundly confident, strong-willed, multiplied by 10, analytical, opinionated, and sweet. This year, she is very 9 years old, which means that she's giving her dad and I a time, probably like your children. And she is exactly who she is supposed to be. And she is my greatest teacher, probably like your children are for you. But in that moment, in that dark, small room, I can recall that I kept digesting those words again and again and again. Because I don't understand this, and our egos, or my ego at least, likes to feel like it's got a hold of things, like it knows things for sure. I remember asking the audiologist, does this mean she'll never speak? And I cried, more than a little, in the arms of a stranger. And that is the truth. That was the truth for that moment. She gave us information about Maryland School for the Deaf and cochlear implants that continued the feeling that I was walking on clouds in the sky, but not actually clouds, because clouds would be something I could recognize. For our family, it was the right choice to allow my daughter to be solely who she is, which is a deaf person. She is also Jewish, along with 100 other things that define her, like all human beings. So here's what I want to say. I do not want our child to be a hearing person. I want her to be herself. I want her to have high self-esteem and be a regular kid who giggles with her friends. Truth, I want to be like her, resilient and brave and confident. I want to ask you to keep reading, to be open to new ideas, to chipping away at our old ideas that maybe don't serve us, that maybe didn't serve me, to continue being brave, because I deeply desire to tell a new story about this topic. Yes, new, as in never really told before. This new story is going to be about how being deaf is not a disability, D-I-S-A-B-I-L-I-T-Y, as that word has been defined in our dictionaries. This human, my daughter of whom I speak, has no physical or mental condition that limits a person's movement, senses, or activities. She also does not possess a, quote, disadvantage or handicap. And there is this, a note hanging on my refrigerator, written by my daughter some months ago, and it says, keep opening until the end. She created a little fan book of sorts, and this was the first note of several. But tonight, as I write this in my home, I cannot help but read these words with a different meaning than she intended. But that's always what happens, right? My child, our children, enable us to see the world, our lives, in ways that could never have occurred without them. In light of what has been occurring in the world these past months, this past year, there is a part of me that feels like maybe I should hold off on making this accessible. Like maybe this isn't the right time to say these words. Maybe I should be more concerned with sanitizing and distancing myself from others. But I realize that this time, this is the moment when I must continue to speak and to write these words. As I say these words to you, I remember a young lady who sat across from me at a table in our local library when COVID just began last March. She shared that her classes at Penn State had just shut down. One of the stickers on her laptop, it said, "Inhale, inhale courage, exhale fear." I told her that I really like that, and I could relate. Most definitely. Can't you? See you next time. Thanks.